Violence is continuing today in the Middle East, and world leaders are now expressing concern about escalation toward full-scale war. Israeli helicopters have struck more Palestinian security buildings in the West Bank, and Israeli soldiers have shot dead a Palestinian policeman. Last night, Israeli warplanes bombarded Palestinian targets, the first time Israel has sent its air force into action over the West Bank and Gaza since the 1967 war. The dramatic move followed a deadly Palestinian suicide bombing in Israel. In all, at least 20 people have been killed in the past 24 hours. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports from Jerusalem.
Israel's F-16 airstrikes killed at least a dozen people, and today thousands of Palestinians turned out to bury their dead. In the West Bank city of Nablus, police pickup trucks bore the flag-draped coffins of the victims, police officers whose headquarters was reduced to rubble. Dozens of gunmen fired in the air as mourners chanted for revenge. Palestinian officials have denounced Israel's use of warplanes as a dangerous escalation that will only fuel the cycle of anger and retribution. Israel's communications minister, Ruby Rivlin, defends the tactic.
Well, we can't fight a war with our hands bound because, you know, with those airplanes, we have the wise bombs that could, hit those people. We know that they are arranging and planning and doing everything in order to hit Israel. Once you are talking about infantry or talking about an open war with the Palestinians, the casualties could be much more severe.
To even talk about such tactics shows the stunning progression of this conflict, which each side now speaks of in terms of a fight for its survival. What began with Palestinian kids lobbing rocks at Israeli soldiers has evolved into a guerrilla war in the West Bank and Gaza and ongoing bombing attacks inside Israel. After yesterday's deadly suicide bombing at a shopping mall in Netanya, a bar owner in Jerusalem discovered a bomb in his establishment. Police carried out a controlled detonation that rocked the city in the dead of night. With each Palestinian escalation, Israel has pulled out more of its devastating hardware, moving from machine guns to tanks, to surface missiles, helicopter gunships, and finally the F-16 warplanes. Last night's airstrikes brought severe international condemnation. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan called their use disproportionate. President Bush worried the conflict has reached a new level of intensity.
It is essential that the leaders in the Middle East speak out clearly against violence. We must break the cycle of violence in order to begin meaningful discussions about any kind of political settlement.
Secretary of State Colin Powell called for an unconditional cessation of violence, but that does not seem likely given Israel's continued air attacks today and Palestinian militants' promises of more suicide bombings. The militant group Hamas claimed responsibility for the attack outside the shopping mall. Spokesman Mahmoud al-Zahar says his organization will continue to resist until Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon fully ends Israel's occupation of the West Bank and Gaza Strip.
We are convincing the Israeli society that Sharon will not bring for them peace once they are intended to keep land and to suppress the Palestinian demand. I think nobody in Israel, nobody in Palestine will be safe.
Each side appears to be growing increasingly radicalized. As rescue workers swept away the debris of the bomb attack at the shopping mall yesterday, 24-year-old Israeli Shai Meisnich said he could think of only one solution to his country's problem with the Palestinians.
We can offer them money and houses in places far from Israel, far away. We can give them places in Europe also. They will take it.
Palestinians continue to call on the U.S. to again become involved in renewing peace negotiations. Yasser Arafat attended a meeting of Arab leaders in Cairo today. They repeated a demand for an international intervention force. U.S. and Israeli officials have said they oppose both options. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Jerusalem.